of moral deterioration and spiritual darkness, there stands an institution of learning grounded on the Word of God, holding forth the light of truth. Bob Jones University, a fortress of faith. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Evangelist Bill Rice, at the age of 19, saddled up his horse and set out one morning, not dreaming as he rode that God was right beside him.
Sure is hot, and I'm hungry. Get up there, Go West. Nothing hotter than a scorching Texas afternoon, hot as blazes. Boy, if my daddy heard me say that, he'd whoop me good. Going to college or not, I can hear him now. Son, you live for God. You'll be glad you did. I have, and where has it got me? No money, not a red cent for starting college. I've never danced or smoked or tasted any booze, and yet what did get me? Here I am, no home and without a dime. This Sunday school business is not for me. No siree. When I get to Decatur, I'm going to live like everybody else. All through that hot Texas afternoon, I was riding east, getting more bitter and backslidden every minute. But my story starts earlier than that. When I was in my teens, my mother and father died. My daddy left me the money to finish college, and the state appointed a guardian. He seemed like a mighty good man. I worked hard and finished high school, and I wanted to go to college in the worst way.
Sit down, William.
Thank you, sir. I'm ready now, Mr. Everett. I need the money daddy left me.
Well, now, William, I don't rightly know how to tell you this, but I loaned that money to some gentlemen. They never paid it back. So there's nothing left of what your father willed you.
The next morning, before daylight, I saddled my silver horse, Go West, and set out for Decatur, Texas, more than 100 miles across the prairies. I was going to college no matter what. But talk is cheap, and I was scared. Gonna pour any minute. What a time to be on the prairie. Look over there, Go West. That's a highway from Jacksonboro to Decatur. And there's a big old white house and big barns. Come on, Go West. Maybe we can make it afore the storm. Hello!
Hello yourself.
Get down. I'm on my way to Decatur. I'm going to college there.
That right?
Yep, I'm going to college. But it's going to rain. I wonder if you'd care if I just stay in your barn tonight.
Well, I wouldn't care at all, young fella. But now look, I have a whole year's crop in that barn. Don't strike no matches. You don't smoke, do you?
No, sir, I don't smoke. And I won't strike a match.
What do you say your name was?
My name's Bill Rice. And I'm going to Decatur to college.
Rice?
Yes, sir.
Are you the kin to that old Senator Rice that used to live in Decatur?
Yes, sir. He's my father.
Your father?
Yes, sir.
Ma! Ma!
No use yelling like that. I'm right here.
Ma, you'll never guess who this young fella is. It's Will Rice's son. He's going to stay the night with us. Get the victuals back on the table.
We're so glad to see you, son. You come on in now, and I will feed you. Now, son, here's your bed. You have a long ride tomorrow, so you better get some sleep. Hope you don't mind using this bed out on the porch.
Ma, before we go in for the night, let's get ready out here with the boy.
Get ready?
We never finish the day without taking time to pray. That's it. Kneel down there, boy. Oh, God,
We don't want to go to sleep tonight until we've talked to you again. We pray for the children, the grandchildren, and for this boy here.
That's it, son. You feed up good on those flapjacks. And I've made up a little lunch for you. Some fried chicken and...
I sure appreciate all you're doing, ma'am.
Now, Bill, you're going to need some money if you're going to college. How much do you think it'll take you this first year?
Well, sir, you don't owe me any money. And I don't want you to be giving me any.
But I'd like to.
No, sir.
Well, if you don't want to take it as a gift, take it as a loan.
No, sir. I don't think I'd better. My daddy taught me that if I borrow money, I'd have to pay it back. And I don't know when I'd ever be able to. So I'm not borrowing any. Guess I'll be on my way. Say, why you been so good to me? You don't take everybody in and feed them and give them a good bed and try to give them money?
Well, Bill, I was going to tell you before you left. Some years ago, Ma and I came with our babies and made a down payment on this place. Then a depression came. Drought came. We couldn't meet our payments. A year passed, then another. We still couldn't pay a dime. Bill, we just barely could get a living. Finally, the men at the bank said they'd have to have the money. Oh, they were nice about it. They said they didn't want to foreclose, but they'd have to. Ma and I didn't know what we'd do, what would happen to the babies.
What did happen, sir?
Well, one day, a tall fella came riding down that same road on a horse. Came up the lane just like you. He said he'd heard we were in trouble and wanted to help. He went with me to the bank in Jacksonboro, and he told them, this man's got a wife and kids. Don't take his ranch. I'll go the note. He'll pay you eventually, but don't take that ranch. Well, to make it short, that tall fella helped me, and when he rode home with me, he called my wife and all the children in the parlor, and he took a Bible out of his pocket and said to me, now look, you'll lose more than a ranch. You're going to lose your soul if you don't do something about it.
That's right, son. He told us about Jesus Christ and being born again.
Ma and me and the kids who were old enough got out on our knees and trusted Christ. We were all saved. And then the tall stranger rode on his way.
We've lived for God ever since.
Yep. My children grew up and got married. I gave every one of them a farm for a wedding present. If it hadn't been for that man who heard we were in trouble. Well,
Bill, that stranger was your father.
I got on my horse that morning and rode on toward the rising sun. My father, God bless him. 40 years before, he didn't dream his boy would be riding down the road with a half-paid-for horse and a borrowed saddle. The day before, I'd been bitter, backslid, broke, and hungry, and scared to death. And I'd found a man who knew my dad, who'd help me, pray with me, and encourage me. 40 years before, Daddy didn't dream this had happened. As I rode out, I was thinking, it does pay to serve Jesus after all, to be a Sunday school boy. It sure does. And I'm going to live for God.
Trusting in my Father. Father's wise bestowment. I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly is part of pain and pleasure, toil with peace and
trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Today's true story was taken from The Land of Beginning Again by evangelist Bill Rice. It was adapted with his permission by Joyce Parks. Listen again for another dramatic story of Christian experience from the Fortress of Faith, Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.